Welcome to the Aporia podcast. Remember, you can listen to this podcast on all the major platforms. If you like the show, you'll love the Aporia magazine. Find the link in the show notes, along with our Twitter and a link to the bonus questions we ask our guests.
Hi, this is Bo Weingard. Welcome to the Aporia podcast. Today, I am joined by my esteemed colleague, Noah Carl. Noah, you wrote an article advocating for mass Muslim migration into Britain, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
It's not quite correct.
Let me rephrase that then, Noah. So you wrote an article that did get some, I would say it caused a little consternation among readers of Aporia, in which you argued that the British Muslim population was not particularly criminal, did not commit crimes at higher than expected rates, higher rates than the British population. But most people think that they do, and there's a particular image or graphic that tends to go viral from time to time on Twitter. Can you explain that and then what you argued?
Yeah, so just one slight correction. My overall conclusion was that British Muslims probably commit crime at slightly higher rates than the white British population when adjusted for age, but not dramatically higher as people expect. Mm-hmm. So this graphic that always goes viral on Twitter is a screenshot from a publication by the UK House of Commons, which shows the prison population by religion, and it's 18% Muslim. This is for England and Wales. And Muslims only comprise just under 7% of the English and Welsh population. So that's a pretty large degree of overrepresentation. And people see that, and they say, well, Muslims must be committing a huge amount of crime in England and Wales, just as they are dramatically overrepresented in the crime statistics in many West European countries that have sizable Muslim populations. So we have excellent data from places like Denmark showing that Muslim origin groups such as Somalis and Afghans have dramatically higher rates of crime than do the native Danes, and also dramatically higher rates than some other Western European immigrant groups, like the British in Denmark, for example.
So may I just interject at that point and ask, so why even should we put together two groups as disparate as Somalis and Afghanis?
Well, my understanding is in the Danish statistics, they are separated.
Oh, okay.
Then it's much harder to find data on specific country of origin groups in Britain that mm-hmm. that are British. So mm-hmm. you can find data on foreign nationals from Afghanistan or from Somalia, but you can't find data on British citizens of Somali heritage. If you see what I mean.
Perhaps we'll pin this question, but I guess the question I was asking is, why would we care about Muslim crime and not the crime of various ethnic groups?
Oh yeah, that's a fair question. I guess the more detailed the classification, the more information you have. But obviously, there's a huge debate around Muslim immigration,
right,
in Western Europe, due to the relatively rapidly increasing size of Muslim populations, despite their historical absence. And obviously a lot of people on the right are very opposed to Muslim immigration, so I think there's the justification for focusing on that ethnic group rather than just on the specific countries of origin that happen to have large Muslim populations.
I'm sorry, I interrupted because you were explaining your...
Yeah, so there's this, so every so often you see on Twitter this prison population graphic go viral, people pointing out how much Muslims are overrepresented in British prisons. But when I looked into this, it seemed fairly obvious to me that this didn't reflect really high Muslim crime rates, for the simple reason that people can convert in prison.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is a less important reason, which is that some foreign nationals who are Muslim are found in British prisons, and certain groups, there's a relatively large degree of overrepresentation, such as Albanians. They're really overrepresented in British prisons. But the much more important reason is prison conversion. So there have been numerous reports on prison conversion in Britain, and it seems in particular that black prisoners are likely to convert to Islam. Not entirely sure why. But obviously a lot of prisoners are looking for a source of meaning in life. They're looking for a sense of belonging. Islam provides both those things to people. It seems evident that people are not just converting to Islam. And that's one of the pieces of evidence that suggests that prison conversion is an important reason why Muslims are overrepresented in prison. Indeed, if you look at Buddhists, they're overrepresented in prison in Britain by a factor of 4, which is greater than the degree of overrepresentation for Muslims. And I'm not aware of any evidence that Buddhists are committing a lot of crime. I mean, perhaps
certainly
in,
not a stereotype one has.
Right, it's not a stereotype at all. Buddhists are either immigrants from certain parts of Southeast Asia, or you know, kind of hippie types, white Britons who've converted to Buddhism to sort of find themselves. Neither of these categories tends to commit a lot of crime. Yet they're dramatically overrepresented in prison. Again, almost certainly because prisoners want a source of meaning and belonging, which religion can provide. Then there have been some reports, including in one British government report, suggesting that in certain prisons, Muslim gangs are very powerful, and they often force people or bully them into converting to increase their own power within the prison culture. And then there are sort of anecdotal reports of people converting to Islam to get better food because of issues relating to Ramadan and fasting and things. It's funny, there's an English duke, a member of the aristocracy, who was in prison for various crimes that he committed, and he converted to Islam, or claims he converted to Islam while he was in prison to get better food.
I haven't
looked into that story, but it's
is that the funny. Duke of Marlborough?
Yeah. So yeah. This is a disgraced member of the aristocracy.
Yeah. So this is, let's just take this point. So this is, I think this is a clever argument. I mean, I haven't thought as much about crime in Britain as I have about crime in the United States. And in the United States, we tend not to focus on religion. We tend to focus on race. But there's this statistic. There's like a lot of, if you look at the prison population, I think it's something like 18% of them are Muslim. And so, and I don't know what the percentage, like, what do you know? Do you recall what the percentage of the general population of Britain is?
Yeah, so for England and Wales, it's just under 7%.
Right.
Muslim.
Okay. So let's say it's 6.5% or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So people use this and they say, look, they're vastly overrepresented in prison, but unlike race, religion is something you can adopt.
Right.
So you can transform. Maybe we'll get transracialism and you can turn black when you get in prison. Yeah.
Turns out that explains high black crime rate. It's all transracialism all along.
Right. But we're not there yet. So this is a clever argument, and you do several lines of evidence that support this. So one is these other religions are overrepresented in prison, which is exactly what you would expect if people go in who are agnostic, atheist, or in the category of don't care. And then they're like, wait, I'm in prison. This sucks. I need to find myself, change my life, whatever, right?
Yeah, I should mention that according to my calculations, even Jews are slightly overrepresented in British prisons, which seems absolutely extraordinary. I mean,
right.
Jews in Britain, like in America, a very high SES group with, you know, higher incomes and high education, good social standing. I imagine they commit a very small amount of crime.
So I suppose one could ask the question, are Christians overrepresented and are atheists underrepresented?
People with no religion are underrepresented, but Christians are represented about in proportion to the representation in the general population. In fact, slightly less.
To watch the full interview or to listen to it as an audio podcast, become a subscriber at aporiamagazine.com.